and Kim Cartwright. The son of Adelaide Crows coach Phil Walsh remains under guard in hospital as police continue investigations into the killing of the AFL coach. 26-year-old Cy Jacob Walsh has been charged with the stabbing murder of his father but didn't enter a plea yesterday at a brief bedside court hearing at Adelaide's Flinders Medical Centre. Police say Walsh died around 2 a.m. yesterday from multiple stab wounds after an argument with his son at their Adelaide house. The Adelaide Crows are expected to hold more emergency meetings today as police continue examining the crime scene. An international junior surfing contest on the New South Wales north coast is up in the air after a shark attack. Ballina beaches have been closed since Thursday morning when bodyboarder Matthew Lee was bitten by a suspected great white shark and airlifted to the Gold Coast Hospital in a critical condition. Yesterday, a surfer had a near miss with a shark at Lennox Head, 10 kilometres north of Lighthouse Beach. Australian aerial patrols will circle the beaches for the next 3 days, along with helicopters and sea craft. Latest polls in Greece suggest 44.8% of people are prepared to vote yes to a referendum about whether to accept a reforms for cash deal with creditors. The Greek government has urged the public to reject the proposal amid concern from the rest of Europe that a no vote could lead to Greece's exit from the euro. From Athens, Jack Parrick reports.
Supporters of a yes vote are seeing a thin majority of almost 45% over a 43% of Greeks prepared to reject the term for a bailout from international creditors. With less than 48 hours to go until a referendum called by the Greek government, two Greek citizens are seeking to prevent it from happening through Greece's top court, arguing it was called at too short notice and that the question is unclear and too complex. Amid discontent over capital controls introduced this week, limiting withdrawals to €60 per day, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has reassured the people of Greece that banks will open on Monday. Jack Parrick, Air News, Athens.
Julian Assange has denied filing a request for asylum in France. The WikiLeaks founder's lawyers have taken issue with a statement that said an asylum request from the Australian had been declined. The lawyer says Assange only expressed his willingness to be hosted in France, but never made a formal request. In an open letter to France, Assange said only France had the ability to offer him the necessary protection, and doing so would send a message of encouragement to journalists and whistleblowers around the world. Australian cricketer James Faulkner has been charged with drink driving in the UK, having returned a reading of almost three times Britain's legal limit. Faulkner has been released on bail and will face court in Manchester on July 21. Cricket Australia General Manager of Team Performance Pat Howard has termed it a wake-up call. Also in news, a man accused of pulling a fake gun out at Sydney Central Railway Station has been arrested. Officers arrested the 31-year-old following reports of a man with a gun at the station during rush hour yesterday. He's due to appear in court later this month. This is Air News. Australia have reached 8 for 212 at stumps on day three of their final Ashes tune-up, with Michael Clarke leading the way against Essex. Clarke scored 77 in his innings in Chelmsford, which lasted over 3 hours. Australia have a lead of 360 runs. There were mixed fortunes for the Aussies on day five at Wimbledon. Air Sports' Paul Walsh has the details.
20-year-old Nick Kyrgios blasted number 7 seed Milos Raonic out of the tournament here at Wimbledon with a powerhouse display that included 34 aces and just as many unreturnable first serves to win in four sets, 5-7, 7-5, 7-6, 6-3, and felt he still had plenty in reserve.
I felt if it was to go in the fifth, I would have still felt pretty confident. And, you know, I didn't really want to lose to him again. He beat me twice last year at Grand Slam. So, you know, it was a bit of revenge there today. And, you know, I thought I played some really, really good tennis.
Bernard Tomic found the going tough against number one seed Novak Djokovic, going down in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3, 6-3.
I need to work hard, and it just shows you what he can do on the court. I felt it was close every game, but he just killed me today.
Others to move into the second week of the championship include Richard Gasquet, Victoria Azarenka, and women's number one seed Serena Williams. This is Paul Walsh at Wimbledon for Air Sport.
In AFL, Hawthorn beat Collingwood by 10 points at the MCG. The Crows Geelong match has been cancelled following the death of Phil Walsh. Finally, Penrith Panthers beat South Sydney Rabbitohs 20-6 in the NRL. Australian Independent Radio News.
Today's sports report brought to you by Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialist. Best lintels, T-bars and arch bars at best prices. BuildersSteelDirect.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather. Well, today it's going to be mostly sunny, a bit of morning frost in the west. Light winds becoming southwesterly at 15 to 20 kilometres now in the late evening. And today, top around about 16 degrees. Tomorrow, 17 and sunny. Monday, 18 sunny. Tuesday, 18 sunny. And as we get further into the week, there'll be a shower too. Wednesday, Thursday, and cooling down to about 17 degrees. It is slowly warming up. Only just. It's now 6 degrees in the city.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
It's our biggest race day of the week, so welcome to our biggest Racing HQ of the week.
Racing HQ Saturday. Yeah!
Proudly brought to you by Tab. Visit tab.com.au. Here's Sean Cosgrove.
And it is 7:06. Austin's on holiday, having a well-earned break. The Duff's away. Mike Fraser will shoulder the load totally this hour. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean. How are you? Nice to be here.
You well? You're fighting fit and all set to go?
Yeah, look, it's a good little meeting here at Rose Hill today. We've got six benchmark races. We've got a good two-year-old race to start the day. I think that obviously the headline, that's the Civic Stakes. We've got Dothraki returning off a good win at the Gold Coast last start, and it does seem to have a little bit of competition. We've got True Blue on a backup from a win on Saturday. Wouldn't it be nice? Some Turbulent Jet. And, of course, throwing the mix there, we've got the Wangoon winner in Royal Island. So, all in all, it's a tip-top little meeting for a winner meeting at Rose Hill. It's a good set.
And actually good-sized fields today too, Mike.
Not too bad. No, they're not too bad. We've had a few scratchings, but I think two or three of these races don't seem to have a great deal of pace in, so it's going to be interesting to see how this track unfolds today from an 8-metre rail. We had a 3-metre rail last Saturday, and invariably when the track backs up, it does produce a bit of wear and tear, and I think it's about finding that, you know, the driest part of this drying track, and I suspect it may finish up being back on the inside, because they brought the rail out 8 metres and nobody went near the inside last Saturday, so they all got sort of like 10, 12, 14 horses away from the fence. So there could be a good section on the inside today. It's a wait and see, because Rose Hill's not as predictable as Randwick.
All right, Chris Lees joins you.
Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Mike.
Nice to catch you. Just a quick update. Protectionist, where's he at?
Yeah, he's in here at Broadmeadow, just doing some light work, and he's going to Sydney for a re-evaluation with some scintigraphy being done next week, and hopefully we'll get the all clear and back to full work.
And what about the mare, Lucia?
Yeah, she's in as well. She's strengthened up, as you would expect, the first decent spell she's had, and she's just ready to start a bit of even time.
Yeah. Now, look, you've had a pretty good season. You're sitting there up there on the beach. You've still managed to win 27 races from only 200 starters. Did you ever give it any serious thought to, you know, coming down to Sydney and training there full-time?
It crosses your mind sometimes, Mike, but to be honest, we're not far away now. You know, you can get to Sydney in under 2 hours. We've got really good facilities here, so I'm pretty comfortable where we are.
Pretty comfy. Okay. Well, you're the first runner today. Landgrant going around?
Yes, he is, Mike.
Yeah, a lightly raced galloper, this one. We put it all together, winning at Newcastle, second up over by four lengths on that heavy track. Gets to the 1,500. That doesn't really seem to be an issue, I wouldn't think.
No, I think it'll suit him. He was afforded a pretty soft time in front, so you won't get that type of luxury today, but we'll push forward from the gate. Ideally, I'd like to see him ridden with a trail. But, he's a progressive horse, and I think he's ready for Saturday racing.
Yeah. In the fifth, Electric Power and Savaro both going around?
Yeah, they'll both go around. She's doing a great job, Electric Power. She won first up back in November, and she's maintained a form right through the preparation. Really appreciating winter tracks. She's going to get a nice enough run behind the speed again, so she's always a chance. And Favreau, she didn't handle the real heavy at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, but she'll be comfortable on this type of ground, and she's a winner at the track 2 starts back.
Yeah, I was just going to say the win 2 starts back at this track and distance was full of merit at a price, and you know there's a realistic chance that she probably didn't run the 1400 at Randwick, and as you say, she didn't really like that heavy track, so there's a substance to say she could bounce back today.
Yeah, I think she's got a little sneaky chance, Mike. She's going really well.
Yeah, and just one thing before we move on. She's nicely drawn here and doesn't look to be a whole heap of tempo in this race. Rider handy to the speed?
Yeah, she can. Look, early in her career, she'd lead or be right on pace. She probably just lacks that real gate speed that she had previous preparations, but with the obvious lack of tempo on the race, I just can see her settling a bit closer today.
Yeah. Now, over to race seven, you've got Brook Road. Now, she first two runs back this preparation, she started favourite, missed a place. Now, obviously, something was amiss there because you backed off, gave her 58 days off, and then gave her two trials. Then produced her at Rose Hill, where the real Brook Road stood up. Good strong win here at Rose Hill, as I said, over 1,100. So she's pleased you since that run?
Yeah, she has, Mike. She's come on really well. Tricky gate today comes against her, and a little bit of a stepping grade, but she's shown good improvement out of that first up win, and expect her to race well again if she can get any type of run.
What about the first two runs? What was the problem there?
Yeah, she just didn't see herself the first run. I just thought she was feeling the firmer ground over the summer into the early autumn, and so we just put her away with a view that a bit of a freshen up. Sometimes mares, when you can't get them right, you're best to back off and start again, and it seemed to have worked with her.
Have you got a leaning towards any of your runners being your main pick?
Oh, I thought Brook Road, if she gets the right run, will be in the finish again.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks very much for your time, Chris. Good talking to you.
Cheers,
buddy.
And as Chris got a few more imports going around too, Mikey's trialled a few recently. Game Pie, Glorious Cinder, King's Desire, and Irish Horse. He's got him in the Jungle Juice Cup on Tuesday at Cessnock.
Yeah, it used to be you'd very rare. You speak about one trainer having a couple of imports now. You know, you're not in vogue if you haven't got a few imports. Everyone seems to be getting them, and especially the top line trainers like Chris.
Yeah, well, King's Desire's had the one run since he's been around third of Tamworth the other day. So, interesting to see how they go, because some of them do take a little while to settle in, don't they?
Well, that's the thing. You know, you'll get the odd one that'll come here at their first preparation, and you know they'll get into the groove, and you know they adapt and they acclimatise, and everything's fine. As opposed to other runs that'll come here and they'll have one or two horrible runs. They'll turn them out for 6 or 7 months, bring them back, they get their coat up, and away they go. Mm. So it's just all individual things.
Here's Tim Clark now.
Timmy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you, buddy?
Good, thanks.
That's good. You've had a pretty good season, pal. One winner short of 40 winners and $3 million in prize money for the year. You'd be pretty happy with how you've gone?
Yeah, it has been. My mum always, she writes all my winners down, so if I need to know anything, I speak to her and asked the other night, so I think I've ridden one more city winner so far this year than last year, so it's always good to better yourself, and hopefully you can continue to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Look, just before I move on to your rides, we're dealing with a heavy track here at Rose Hill today. It's a heavy eight, a winter track with dew every morning. Just in your own opinion, a heavy track at Rose Hill versus a heavy track at Randwick, which is the more taxing on the horses, would you think?
I think Rose Hill has been, the Randwick tracks lately, they seem to be having more rain leading up to their races, and they're sort of more getting a heavy 10, which is obviously a fair bit more taxing on them than the Rose Hill tracks, where they're probably only just into the heavy rain. So horses that necessarily coming off disappointing runs at Randwick on a heavy 10, I'm sure they can bounce back at Rose Hill, where it's only probably an 8 at the moment, and hopefully it can improve a little bit, but it's definitely not quite as taxing on them as it hasn't been.
And do you find one harder to ride at, as a Randwick or Rose Hill, more difficult to ride through?
Oh, I suppose a lot depends on how the horses are going.
Like, yeah.
Once they're beaten, it's hard work for them no matter where we are. But if they're getting through it okay, it makes it a lot easier. But in general, heavy tracks, they're fairly testing, and as soon as they're beaten, it is hard work for them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, you kick off in the first race with a ride for John O'Shea on Stalwart. This horse comes up from Melbourne, showed a fair bit of improvement at Randwick off that 35-day break, a good third behind Backstab, got through the heavy ground quite nicely there, so puts it in a race like this with a bit of residual fitness on over a couple of these other ones.
Yeah, I thought his run was good. Obviously, he'd come up from their Melbourne stable after a couple of disappointing runs, but he trialled quite well leading into his Randwick placing, and I thought he ran really well. He went back from an awkward gate and had to weave a bit of a passage and hit the line really strong, and I thought the race was a strong enough race. The winner had been unlucky in the midweek, so he's drawn a little bit awkward again today, so we'll probably have to kind of go back and give him a bit of a start again, but hopefully he can be running on strongly again.
Yeah, in the second, a good ride for Chris Waller here in Sir Mako. You haven't been on this horse's back, but so in both its runs since arriving in Chris Yards, it's shown, I thought, a fair bit of improvement. A win at Randwick, and was a little bit unlucky at a vital stage last Saturday.
Yeah, he just as he was probably starting to build momentum, just had a check and change course last week, but that was a pretty slowly run race, and the back markers and struggled to get into it a little bit. But he's drawn a lot better there today. I haven't spoken to Chris, but you know, he might be able to be, just settle a little bit handier in the run and not be giving away as big a start. That might help him. And he drops to the minimum as well. And he's rock hard fit. Handles are soft. So he's got a few things in his favour today.
Yeah, he certainly has. It's an open race, but he's certainly one of the main chances. Now, in race three, you've got a ride from Mike Moroney here in Space. Now, I notice you've never been on its back, but it's had a little freshen up since it failed at Flemington over the 3200 last start. Now, it doesn't seem to win all that often, I do concede, but it's got some placings in this current campaign that would put it in the mix for a restricted race like this, for a benchmark 75.
Yeah, probably, yeah. He might have struggled to stay the other day. He can race forward or back. He's pretty adaptable like that. I think he's like fun at this course and distance, and he beat Sense of Occasion that day. So, you know, that horse has gone on to do some good things this time in. So, if he can reproduce the right like that, down over the change of environment, to back up the kid, he might spark him up a little bit, and we're probably going to get a pretty genuinely run race with Bjorn's horse backing up late race on Wednesday. So if he can, he might have to roll forward from that awkward gate if he can get into a nice spot, and hopefully he can reproduce a bit of his form for his team pretty consistent.
Now, in race four, you're riding Jukio for Gay. This horse is first up, not a noted fresh performer, but she's given it three trials and is starting out at 1500, so that makes it, gives it some chance to sort of race reasonably well.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, kicking him off in 1500 first up. I've had a little bit to do with the horse. I rode him at the end of his last prep where he only just failed behind Hampton Court, and I trialled him a couple of weeks ago where it was now, and he trialled really good. Sort of horse that if he can just bounce and get into a nice rhythm and you don't have to push him, he'll finish off for you. But I think maybe in tour races, that's the use him early and push him and shove him into a spot he just wasn't finishing off. But now he's getting up in distance where he can just jump and get into a nice rhythm and bowl along in his own tempo, and he's a happy horse doing that, and that's when he seems to run his best races. Doesn't look to be a lot of speed in the race. I think him and Disgraceful will probably head forward and be 1-2 in the run, and if we can just sort of cruise along and get him into a nice rhythm, and I think he'll finish off pretty strong.
Now, you're riding Savaro for Chris Lees. Now, you won on this filly two starts back at a big price. Now, a bit of a surprise win, and then she sort of stubbed her toe last week at Randwick. Now, there could have been a few reasons there. The really heavy track, the 1400, maybe the Rosehill win took a bit out of her. But I suspect that if she can bounce back to that Rosehill win and from that soft draw in a race that doesn't look to have a lot of speed, she could get a really nice run.
She looks like she will get a good run just in behind the speed. It doesn't look like they're going to go overly quick. Look, that the full race when I went on her, they were quietly confident that she'd run well, so I don't think it was a big surprise for the stable. And she really relished getting her foot into the track that day at Rose Hill, so she appreciated the get out of it. Might have just been a bit too heavy at Randwick the other day, and might be one of them cases today where coming off a failure on a heavy, but bouncing back to a track that mightn't be as quite as bad, but She looks like she's going to get the right sort of run. And I thought she ran quite well when I won quite well when I rode her. And definitely wouldn't surprise if she bounced back today.
Yeah, that's good. Another ride for John O'Shea and Houseman in race 6 in the Civic Stakes. Both runs back have been so-so to say the least, but is a horse that has got a little bit of a pattern to improve third up, and you have had some experience on this horse before.
Yeah, I think now if Earl gets a run in the Civic, Mike, I'm going to ride
her. Oh, okay.
I was booked to ride her early, and when she was third emergency, John put me down just in case she didn't get a run. But I see there's a few scratchings, and she scratched out the last race. I'm not sure if she's still going to run on the wet, but if she does, I'll be riding her.
Okay, well, well, she's in 13.50. That's probably... She's had a little freshen up since... what did she go around the Waterhouse Classic up at up in Queensland? Well, she was never on the track, so I was sort of querying whether coming back to the 1500 in the last race was the right option, but probably coming back to 13.50 off that cold trial, that's probably a tougher assignment, but distance-wise it looks a little bit better for her.
Yeah, she... I actually rode her two starts ago at Durham, and I thought she ran really well. She closed off good. The tempo was against. And that was it was the Dane Ripper, I'm pretty sure it was called. He had Catkins, Perron, all these horses that went on and contested the Group 1 Tats Tiara. So I think it's a good step back in class for her. She didn't have an awful lot of luck in the Gay Waterhouse Classic, so... Look, she's definitely up to the class of winning this. She's drawn a little bit awkward and probably need the speed on, but if things fall in her way, she's been racing very consistently of late. She's probably due for a bit of a change of luck.
Yeah. All right, Tim, thanks very much for your time. I know it's a busy day, race day, and you've probably got to get home and get other things sorted, but really appreciate your help, your time.
No worries at all, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Cheers, buddy.
It is 22 past 7, and think of the jocks this morning because the temperature's just dropped again, Mike. Now down to below 6 degrees, and they were talking of frost and so forth out in the west, so it'd be nice and chilly riding work this morning.
Oh, yeah. I remember when many, many moons ago when I was down in Melbourne with Henry Davis, and we used to ride work at Flemington. It was pretty flat and open there, and I can remember some of those winter mornings, you just didn't want to go out of the horse stalls. It was so cold. It was really cold.
The old fingers get very tender, don't they?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things. If you're a track work rider, if you're a big, heavy thing like I was, you used to ride all the hard pullers. And we didn't have the luxury of gloves in those days, for our pretty little hands. We used to have to tough it out, but... Oh, you used to get splits on your fingers, and you get, it was just absolutely terrible. And then you'd come in on one, and you'd say, get on this one, and you'd go out and it'd pull your head off. Oh, it was terribly hard work.
Yeah, not good. Now, Blake's in, probably chuckling listening to that at the moment. He joined you.
Good morning, Blake.
Good morning. Didn't you say you had hands like silk?
When I'm playing cards. Blake, this premiership's hotting up. You're 84 and a half. Four behind James, who's away in Europe, so you've got a chance to run him down. But just looking over your shoulder, half a run behind you is Hubert Bowman. So a really good battle with just on a month to go.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. It's an exciting time of year. I feel very blessed to be in a position to now even challenge for a premiership. Worked hard to get to where I am, and grateful for the support. Had a great year, winning some big races, and riding for some wonderful stables and owners. So I'm pretty lucky. If I can win the premiership, it would just top it off.
Yeah, Blake. Occasionally you do brush against the law, so to speak, and get suspended. And you have had a few suspensions, but you've obviously tried to iron those problems out. Was there any one thing you thought that was causing you the problems when you're getting suspended, or is it just a bit more maturity, or what?
Oh, look, I just feel that you're going out there and maybe trying that bit too hard, trying to really make things happen when you probably just should let it unfold and just take a bit more of a backward step out there and now I'm doing that, things seem to be going well. I'm relaxing that bit more and, you know, got confidence in my own ability and, you know, things seem to be going well. I've worked closely. I've had the support of the stewards, even though, you know, I've come under sort of the wrath of them a few times, but they've worked closely with me to sort of curve my ways and, you know, things are going very well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You've got a good book of rides today. You kick off in the first with one for Chris Waller, Vambra. This horse is first up. Now, you've got plenty of experience with this colt. You rode him at both his starts, and he's an off-pacer that ran on really well to win on debut. Now, he's had the two trials. You rode him in his first trial. Glenn Schofield rode him in his second trial. Must give you a nice feel, this colt.
Yes, he does. Look, he's a pretty talented horse, and, you know, generally being Costa de Lagos, they get better with time, and I feel this horse, you know, certainly will do that. And his win at Randwick was really good. When I won his first start, he just did that on natural ability, and, you know, Chris tested the waters in stage company and he performed quite well. But to me, he felt like he'd come back from that spell in good order, strengthened up and, you know, matured that bit more. And, you know, he trialled well, he improved again when Glenn rode him, and today looks an attractive race for him. It's quite a good field, a little bit of depth in it, but I think that my horse is one of the, you know, leading contenders, and, you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Will you ride him the same, go back like you did on debut?
I think his pattern may be, you know, get back and run on. He had a little bit of speed in that last trial, but they did go very slow. So I would say that that he would be sort of, you know, midfield and running on and hopefully over the top of him.
Yeah. Your next ride's in race four, Disgraceful to Chris Waller. He's won a couple of the provincials, and it's ran two placings in similar grades to this at Randwick in his last two starts. You've never had any race experience on the horse. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, Michael, he's an ultra consistent horse. You know, he's only been out of the placings once, I think, out of eight attempts, you know, at the races, and, you know, always performs, you know, admirably. He's going really well. He's looked the winner probably at his past couple of starts. The only slight concern I have is the 1500, but we've drawn a really good gate to give him a soft run. And no, it's not an overly strong race. The scratchings from the top two help his chances, I feel, because the speed's come out of the race and my horse is an on-pace horse. And, yeah, he's going to give a bold side. Like I said, he's consistent, never runs a bad race, so I couldn't see why today won't be any different.
In race five, you're riding Electric Power for Chris Lees. Now, as I just interviewed Chris earlier, she's been up forever. This is her 11th run this preparation, but she seems a really contented mare. I think her last start win at Randwick was probably the most impressive of this campaign.
Yeah, I think so. It was a really good win. You know, Sammy Clifford gave her a great ride on that occasion, and, you know, hopefully I can do the same today. She's coming back to 1200. She's got a good record, you know, at 1200. Today I feel we're going to get a good run. Hopefully I can, you know, be within range, and there's enough speed to give her that chance to finish over the top. But she's racing really consistently. She handles the stinging out of the ground, and, you know, it's quite a strong field. I've got respect for the top two in the race, and, you know, there's some other well-performed mares. So it's not going to be an easy race, but she's in form, she's hard fit, and handles the ground. So she's a horse that should be thereabouts.
You're riding the top weight in the Civic Handicap, Dothraki. He's got a couple of issues, though, I think. He's got a wide draw, which doesn't really bother him. He should get across quite comfortably. But the 59.5 and going to 1350, do you see that as any issue at all, the 1350?
Look, it is probably a slight question mark, and probably have to have some reservations. But, you know, I've got a pretty good affiliation with the horse. I rode the horse when Gerald Ryan had him, and have had a bit to do with him now. Peter Snowden and Paul have since taken over, and I do feel the horse will run 1400. Today's 1350. It's always given me that impression. The weight probably is a slight concern, as you said, the barrier, but he has got good natural speed out of the gates. There's not a great deal of pace today, so if I can get into a position, you know, in the first three or four and control the race, he's a quality horse. you know, and he's up and going early, and you know, hopefully he can, you know, take this race out and, you know, measure up to some races, you know, early in the spring.
Yeah, got a good ride in race 7 for Chris Lee's Brook Road. You were on her last start. I spoke to Chris earlier. She sort of stubbed the toe her first couple of runs back, but he gave her a little eased up on her, and the true Brook Road stood up 3 weeks ago here at Rose Hill.
She did. You know, I was very impressed by her win a couple of weeks ago. It was my first ride on her, and she gave me a great feel. She was a beautiful ride and had a great turn of foot. Today we've drawn wide, so I would have to say that we're probably going to concede, you know, some quality sprinters a little bit bigger start than we did last time, but hopefully, you know, they overdo it up front. She's got a great turn of foot, and you know, I really enjoy riding horses, you know, the way I did on this filly last time, just sit back and cuddle her and can utilize her turn of foot. So if we get an opportunity to do that today, you know, and they overdo it, you know, she should prove too strong, I feel.
Yeah, and you conclude the day with another ride for Chris on Hollywood Bound. I was just trying to sort this horse's form out. It seems a little bit more at home at Randwick. It's had four runs at Rosehill. It hasn't raced poorly there, but it's yet to run a place there.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I was going through the form last night, and he's had four attempts for no placings, I think it is, at this track. But like you said, he hasn't run badly. I think last time he went back from a wide draw at this track, but today I think I'm going to go forward from a wide gate. That's how he's best ridden. I've seen James McDonald ride him in the past, and he beat me at the Kensington track. It was dominant, might have been his two wins ago. So, you know, he's a tough horse. The scratchings help because he comes in a few barriers. You know, if I can get a reasonable run on speed, you know, he's a capable horse on his day and should run another good race.
Probably not a fair question, but have you got a preference? If which is your best ride?
Oh, look, you know, I don't really know. It's a hard day. I've got good rides all day. You know, I'm confident of Brook Road, but I just need the brakes to go my way. And I'm Dothraki, you know, I've got faith in the horse. He never runs a bad race, so you know, you just hope things go our way and we can come away with a day like I had on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, thanks very much for your time, Blake. Good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheers. Good on you, Blake. Blake's in there. We'll take a break. It's 28 to 8 at Sky Sports Radio.
For the greatest range of bikes, drop into Bates Bikes. Bates Bikes have been catering for all cyclist needs for more than 90 years. For quality bikes, accessories, clothing, service and support, visit Bates Bikes, 273 Princes Highway, Carlton.
An enormous jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $100,000 quaddy jackpot at Rosehill Gardens. That's right, a $100,000 quaddy jackpot. First leg is race 5 at 2:25. Plus, tonight, there's a $2,000 first four jackpot on every race at Wentworth Park. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Now, got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? Well, if this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly payment. Interest-free, tailored to suit your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155. Or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
It is 26 to 8, and gee, today's going to be a big day at the races. I can tell you that because it's the 4th of July, we've got to get to the spirit of it. Rowan, you let the Budweisers out there. You're hot dog sauce and mustard running down your shirt by lunchtime. It's all happening there. Rowan Sawyer at the AT Seasoner.
Morning, Sean. How are you? You know you're alive when you hear that music on the fourth.
Oh, mate, when you know the boss is there with the sleeves rolled up looking feral, you know it's the 4th of July and you've turned it on today at the races.
Exactly right. And hopefully the punters can back a few winners and do a bit of boot shooting out at Rose Hill today.
Well, that's what we want. Now, tell us all the goodies you got. You got $5 beers all day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're having a bit of fun out there with the 4th of July today. We've got $5 beers across the course. That's the Budweiser's, We've got a few promotions out there with some unique American food. We've got some hot dogs and some burgers. But up in the restaurant, we've got some flash fried oysters, some chocolate and peanut butter sundaes. That's in the Winning Post restaurant. And then also the other restaurants on course, the Palms, we've got the barbecue ribs, the creamy mash, the brisket in the Palmbury. So you can pop down there and have truly styled American food.
You just about have got the lot, haven't you?
I'll tell you what, you'll leave full. I don't know whether your pockets will, so I hope you pack well, but you'll definitely leave full in the belly, that's for sure.
Now, that's great. Now, the other thing is, can you get the deals through where you log on to theraces.com.au and get the valued ticket?
The best way is to turn up to the gates today. So, yep. Gates open at 11. Right. So, if you turn up there, you can come and get entry onto the course.
Fantastic. So, today, that's just absolutely brilliant. Five back beers, all the foods to try, and just have a good day out. Have some fun at the races.
Yeah, exactly right. At this time of year, there's a quality race in the Civic Stakes being a listed race, so the racing looks pretty strong out there. And as we said, 4th of July, there's plenty of promotions across the course. US passport holders out there, they get in free today as well, so it should be a bit of fun and hopefully a quality day of racing out there.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you wrap your chops around a rib there today, Rowan.
Exactly right.
Good on you. Have a good day.
Thanks very much,
Cody. Cheers. Okay, Rowan, saw you there. That's just a ripper fun day today at the races at Rose Hill, celebrating the 4th of July. Now, the early scratchings, table of 17, race 1, takeout 9, Unblemished Mark, 10, Knit and Pearl, and 11, Precocious, 9, 10, and 11. Second event, scratch 1, Bagman, number 1. Now, the third's clear, the fourth, pull out 1, Eisenhower, 2, Careless, and 14, Lucy's Look, 1, 2, and 14. Now, race 5, take out 9, Holy Delusions, number 9. Sixth event, scratch 9, Rose of Choice, 13, Medcourt, and 14, Turbulent Jet, 9, 13, 14. The seventh, scratch 11, Santa Dinoche, number 11. And race 8, take out number 3, Pythagorean, 4, Refer, 7, Gods in Him, 10, Scottish Border, and 13, Search Squad, 3, 4, 7, 10, 13. Now, a couple of riders, Serge Disney not riding today, and some replacement riders there. In the third, number 6, Carry On Singing, is Lester Grace. In the sixth event, 8, Houseman, Christian Reith. And race 8, number 1, Capers, Travis Wolfgram. 23-8 at Sky Sports Radio, and Mike Glenn Schofield's here.
Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Mike. Morning,
Glenn.
You've just got back from watching young Chad ride Criterion overseas, and I'm just looking. He's become a bit of a globetrotter, your boy. He's off to ride in the Durban July over in South Africa today. Then he goes back to England, comes back to Oz, and then he's doing 6 months in Hong Kong.
That's right, yeah. So he'll be racking up some frequent flyer miles in the next few months, I reckon.
Who's he going to ride for in Hong Kong?
He's just been licensed by the club, so he'll be freelance, as most of the riders are there.
Wow.
So he'll be obviously competing on the level with all the boys that have been there for quite some time.
Yeah. Now, this race he's going to be riding in the Durban July today in South Africa. Did you ever have any success in that, Glenn?
No, I didn't manage to win it. It's obviously our biggest race in South Africa, which has a similar sort of status amongst the locals as probably the Melbourne Cup does here. There's no holiday for it, but it's always the first Saturday in July, and it's a very, very well attended and very popular race.
Okay, you've got some good rides today, especially early in the day. You've riding one for Chris Waller in the first in Labdia. Now, just before I touch on it, you also rode Vanbra. You rode both of these horses in their trials at Rose Hill. Just dealing with Vanbra first, what did you think of it?
He impressed me. He really hit the line strongly, without a great deal of fuss. From my part, you know, he sort of got the job done very well. Very professional type of horse. His first up run, obviously, he came from well back and blew them away to get up. And his second run, he probably, I don't know what happened to him there. Obviously, I haven't ridden him in a race. But his trial suggests he's in a good place at the moment.
Okay, now you'll ride Labdian, another one, as I said, for Chris, this filly. You rode her, she ran much slicker time in her trial. To my eyes, I think she's a highly talented galloper.
Yeah, she her first race she got back, only a smallish field, but she got out the back door in that race and finished the strongest and sort of just got there in sort of in the last stride. And in her trial, she actually jumped and wanted to travel a little bit keenly for me. I wasn't quite expecting her to travel as well as she was. A very big exaggerated action and got a little bit unbalanced just after straightening and took a little while to get going again, but hit the line with some purpose.
You think she may be a little uncomfortable on the heavy ground today?
Well, I don't know if she'll be uncomfortable on the heavy ground, no. I think she'll be quite at home on it because she really throws her legs out, and I think when she won it was quite soft, so... I think the key to her is just to keep her nice and balanced and make sure that she can get into a nice rhythm and keep that nice big action that she's got without any interruptions.
Mm. Got a nice ride for Chris again in race two. Georgie Aeroplane, fitter for two runs back. He's ticking along quite nicely, this horse. Third up at 2,000 looks ideal.
It does. He's obviously third up, as you say, but... This race lacks a little bit of speed in it. I see. Look, for me, his couple of wins he's had is of when he's been settled sort of midfield off a very strong tempo, and he's unleashed a very strong run approaching the home corner and just galloped away and been too strong for them. And I can't see that he's going to get that type of tempo in this race. But he's got the inside. He's got the inside gate, so I'm presuming we can probably make that count as well.
Yeah. In the third, you're riding Sovereign Courage, another good ride for Chris, this former European galloper, and he found a little bit of form in his most recent couple of starts. It was a good solid win at Randwick in the really heavy over 2,600 last start, so another on-pacer that's drawn nicely to take advantage of that.
Well, that's right. They obviously fiddled around with his gear a little bit, took the blinkers off him for his last start, and he travelled a lot sweeter over that trip, and of course, as you know, it's important that they drop their heads and they relax over those distances, and that's exactly what he did. And from the inside gate, he should get a lovely run. The tempo will be completely different today than what it was when he won at Randwick. You know, we just dawdled along at Randwick, but Mr. Steele backing up from Wednesday, and we saw how he ran on that track on Wednesday. He'll be probably wanting to do the same again, and I think that's gonna suit my fella.
Yeah. In the next race, a bit of a roughie here for Chris in Double Happy. Hard to sort of make any real case for it at this stage.
Yeah, look, he can mix his form up a little bit. You know, when he did win, he was 3-4 deep the whole way and, you know, didn't have any cover. I think Huey won on him at Warwick Farm, and he just kept on running. That may be the key to him. You know, maybe he doesn't want to be bottled up and locked away and behind him. But look, he's got a fairly big field today. He's got an inside escape, so he should get a good run from where he is. But I'll be mindful just to let him be comfortable in the run.
Yeah, Holy Delusions. It scratched in race five, so now we go to Diametric in the sixth. Now, looking at this horse's fresh form, it's quite sound, but he's had two runs on rain-affected tracks and hasn't seemed to really enjoy it too much.
Yeah, his first up win, I think his last prep was over a mile when he came back after having a poor first prep performance-wise. Had a lot of residual fitness and obviously was very strong at the end of that mile. Showed a good turn of speed. And I think the wet ground might just take that away from him. You know, sometimes they need that dry ground just to be able to pick up and go. Interesting that he's gonna resume over 13:50 today. There might be a little bit slick for him early on, but I'm presuming that he's going to be running home strongly late.
Now, you're straight from the camp here and riding one for Joe Pride in race seven, Casual Choice. It's first up here, not a noted fresh horse, and you did ride this one fresh last prep.
Yeah, as you say, you'll see him in the yard. He's a big birdie fellow. He's had a couple of trials leading into this, but it's probably his best form is after he's had a couple of runs in and he gets a bit of race fitness under his belt.
Yeah, and that's the last of your rides. Now, I think you've obviously got quite a strong hand in the early races. Any preference in those early races?
Well, look, obviously the two-year-old, she's an unknown quantity, really. You know, she could very well jump out the ground and be the winner quite comfortably in that race. The trial was nice. Georgie, as I said, he probably wants a stronger tempo, but, you know, we may be able to ride him a little bit closer if there's no speed. And, of course, Soviet Courage was a very dominant winner in his last start. So as you mentioned at the top, pretty strong the earliest part of the card.
Really appreciate your time, mate. Thanks for your help.
Okay, mate. Cheers.
Cheers.
Killing the Glen now. It is 7:45, and Peter Snowden joins you, Mike.
Pete, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, Pete, if I'm just looking at your stats for the year, we've got a month ago. You've had 32 winners, $3.3 million in prize money. You must be tickled pink with how things have gone through the season.
Yeah, had a good season, Mike, and I'm very happy with it, but keen to do better next year.
Yeah, just before we kick off, Winona, how's everything going there?
She's settling really well. She's a good girl. She's riding very well. She's riding with confidence, and nothing better than an apprentice to be riding with confidence this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. Your first runner for the day, Hail the Chief, got through the heavy ground quite well at Kembla, albeit in a maiden. This is a little bit tougher, but from that good draw, you know, should park somewhere behind the lead.
Yeah, no, he'll race on speed for sure. He handled the wet quite well at Kembla. You'd think this would be a little better than what that was down there his last start. He's a progressive horse. I don't see he's there at the moment, but he'll give himself every chance in the pattern that he has. He races on speed. A bit of a claim that they might be to his advantage. And he's going out of it. Looks a strong race. There's a couple of handy horses there, but looks a nice race. But he's a progressive horse going forward.
In the second race, you've got Lucky Largo. Now, she doesn't win often, this mare. She's only won 3 from 21, but she must be sort of pleasing you. This eighth run, this preparation, and, you know, I've gone through her form, and she's been quite unlucky in at least 4 or 5 of those runs.
Yeah, she has, Mike, but she needs to win. Desperately to win a race, not only for herself, but for the punters as well. I thought she's had genuine excuses a couple of times, but she looks amazing. She travelled back from Brisbane, and couldn't be more pleased with the way she's looked and the way she's worked. She's in great order. She gets a bit of luck today. It just looks a perfect race for her.
I was just thinking, you know, maybe getting up in distance today. She's had a few runs in this distance range before, but, you know, that may help her turn the corner.
Yeah, well, that's right. Just doing a touch awkward. It doesn't appear to be a lot of speed in the race, but we'll try and make her own luck somewhere and just give her every chance this time and try and get her in a bit of clear room. But she's going really well. She looks enormous.
Okay. You've got Commanding Wit in race 5. She's first up here. Now, look, she's got some, you know, some fresh form, and I noted her first up run last prep at Warwick Farm was behind Diamond Oasis. Now, she's beaten 3.1 lengths. That doesn't look much on face value, but she got a fair way back, and her closing sectionals in that race were really impressive. You've produced her here at 1,200, so that's going to help a little, and you've put Huey on her, and you've got a tongue tie on. So is she screwed down, ready to go, or...?
Look, there's room for improvement, Mike. She's got a nice prep ahead of her. But I was really taken with the trial at Randwick. I had intended to give it 2, but the way she trialled, the way she pulled up, suggested to me that she's probably a bit more forward than I thought. Her work was very strong on Tuesday. And I'm going the race quietly confident she's going to run well. There again, not a lot of speed in the race, but she might be cased just trying to put her there a bit early to give her that chance. But her work has been solid. I can't fault her. She will take good improvement from today's run, but I still feel she's forward enough to run well.
Yeah. Dothraki sells himself, an ultra-consistent galloper, returns from a win at the Gold Coast a fortnight ago. No issue with him getting across, and I'll just get your thoughts on the weight, but what about the 1350 with the 59.5?
It's always a bit of a query, but he's a fit horse now. I think he's probably the best I've had him, so he's only had a very light prep. I think he's peaking today. Good time to have a crack at it. The wet track won't worry. But just 59.5 on that, and just the way the race will be run, just might be a slight question mark. There's some good back markers there that they're going to get home hard. But look, I can't fault him at all. His work on Tuesday was outstanding. He's in good order. He'll make his own luck, no doubt. He'll be up on the speed. But now's a perfect time, third up, to have a crack at 1350. He has won up 400 before, so it shouldn't be an issue with him.
Yeah. Now, great esteem in the last. When you first got hold of this gelding, you had a faultless preparation, won 4 from 4. This campaign, 2 of them being on wet tracks, hasn't been, you know, raced poorly, but certainly hasn't sort of got into gear as quick as it did last prep.
Yeah, I think the only blemish on his book this time through has been his last start.
Yeah.
I was very confident he would run well. But in saying that, he's not a wet track. It's as simple as that. I wouldn't have run today. I'm hoping on the track improving a bit. And the day that he did run on that wet track, it was raining all day. It was just a bog. This isn't going to be as wet, and I hope he gets his a bit of footing today. You'll see a different horse because he, at home his work's been excellent. It looks as good as every bit as good as what he was when he was in winning form. He just needs to get a bit firmer footing underfoot, and I think he'll run better. I know it's heavy, but I'm thinking it's going to be good heavy rather than a bulk.
Yeah, and here we're going back on board. He's won two from two, so he knows the horse well.
Yeah, he gave him a big kick on Tuesday when he rode him. He said he feels as good as he's felt. So I know the horse is going well, but just the going, I'm banking on getting a wet track, not a bog like it was last start.
Yeah. As the season winds down, Pete, are you looking to have a little break at all, or is it just all guns blazing and straight into next season?
No, there's no time for that, mate. I had the last weekend off, so that's enough for me. We'll kick in for the new season. A lot of young horses on board now. We want to do a good job with them, get them off to a good start, and there's no really downtime. It's just go.
Yeah, exactly. Really appreciate your time, Pete. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Mike. You're welcome.
10 to 8, Sky Sports Radio. I'm Chris Wallace with you, Mike.
Chris, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
I left the biggest man to last. I won't waste too much time with you. You've got a fair few runners here. You've got the 2 2-year-olds in the first, Vamber and Labdian, both high-quality gallopers. They both had trials, similar preparations. Your thoughts on these two?
I think Vanbrugh's the one to beat of my two. He's been working better than the filly. Not to say that that's any indication of how they'll run, but from a work perspective, he's giving us he's giving us some confidence. So he's a pretty handy horse, and if he handles the wet track, he'll be the one to beat.
Okay. In the second race, you've got a big hand in this. You've got four runners. You've got Raining, Lucky Largo. You've got Raining, Beyond Thankful Raining, George Aeroplane and Sir Mako, and they all look to have realistic chances, or maybe not so much Beyond Thankful, but the other three are right in the race.
Yep, agree fully. Beyond Thankful will probably ride a little bit closer today, possibly even lead. It doesn't look like there's much speed at all, so we'll make that known pretty early in the day, seeing we've got a few runners in the race. He won first up over 1,400. His runs since then have only been fair. So might just try something different on roll forward, and a similar race, last week was run with a very soft pace off the front. So that maybe give him a chance. Raining, winner last start, just got there in the last bound, possibly in a stronger race. So you'd have to respect that form. Georgie Aeroplane's come back really well. One thing I'll say about him, he doesn't look that flash, and that's just him, but it's hard for a trainer when you're trying to get them looking perfect and doing everything right. He just looks terrible, but that's him. And that's the only negative against him because, our four man's got him on top. But Sir Marco, I think he'll back up well. He wasn't suited at all in that slowly run race last week, and I think he's an improver on his last week's run.
Just back on Georgie for a second. you've sort of taken him a little bit steadier this last preparation. His first up in the 1900. This campaign, you've gone 15, 16, 1900. Any reason?
Yeah, I don't think he stays. That's my thought. I reckon he struggles at 2400. He's a good wet tracker, and I think he's a genuine 2000 metre horse or 1900 metre horse. So that's the reason why we've done things a little bit different. So, good observation.
Soviet Courage in race three. The three runs it's had since coming up from Melbourne, it's made gradual improvement, got through the heavy ground quite well at Randwick last start, and a repeat performance of that would give it a chance in this?
Absolutely thriving. He hasn't taken a backward step. Hugh Bowman actually rode him a couple of starts ago and said take the blinkers off. And that's been the making of the horse. So I think Glenn will have to buy Hugh Bowman a beer at some stage, especially if he wins again today.
Okay, we gave it a race four. You've got got several runners here. You've got Avon Arco, probably a $15 or $16 chance. Off the speed, its first two runs is prep, got to the line strongly and ridden up on the speed its last two runs at Randwick. It's gradually sort of gone off the boil a bit. Any thoughts as to riding a little colder today? Or?
Yeah, definitely ride them colder. And obviously stepping up a trip is not going to be easy. He's a pretty keen type of horse. So, ride him colder and just hope that he gets through the ground okay. I just heard Peter Snowden say then that he was hoping the track wouldn't be too bad. I think he'll be pretty happy. It seems seems pretty good where they've moved the rail out to, and for a winter track, I think it's as good as you're going to get at this winter anyway. So hopefully on a heavy eight, he'll improve.
Okay. Disgraceful in the same race. This horse is ticking along quite nicely. It's won a couple of the provincials, and the two most recent runs at Randwick, although only placings, were both on sort of fairly rain-affected tracks. So no issue with it getting through the ground.
Definitely not. And he'll race up on the pace. And he's a very consistent horse. He's at the end of a prep. He's not big and strong like he was at the start of the prep, but he's still racing well. So, it's horses for these types of tracks, and he'll certainly handle it.
Okay, going to need all your expertise with this one, Kipling. Now, on face value, it's had the three runs. They've been so-so runs, and goes to 1,500. And I would have thought that it was probably in a 12 to 1,300-metre horse on a dry track.
Problem then, isn't there? it's just so frustrating at this time of the year. There's not a lot of options for horses, and so many different wet tracks. Some can handle, a heavy eight with no rain all week, and then you might get a heavy eight with rain on the day, and a different horse wins again, and then a heavy 10 is completely different. So it's really frustrating for, I guess, punters, trainers, and owners, and he fits right into that basket. So, hard to bet on, but he might be one just it'll improve up and trip. I know what you're saying about the probably a 1,300-metre horse, but I think he needs a bit further to be able to win these types of races.
Okay, and in the same race down the bottom there, Double Happy, another one that's hasn't got a great winning record, won one from 14, but look, he was placed this track and distance last start, and a repeat performance of that may give it a rough place chance, perhaps.
Yeah, he had every chance that day, but just frustrating with the winter, and a few of these horses, if they don't handle it today, they'll go out for the rest of the winter. So just a last chance for them.
Okay, over to race five, number five, Sense and Reason. This horse was impressive winning first up. The three subsequent runs have only yielded one placing, but hasn't had every possible chance in any of those runs.
No, second up she was a bit disappointing, and then last start she finished off really well. Actually, she hit the front and probably pulled up the last 100 metres. So I think just dropping her back in trip, riding her quiet, and timing a run, I think will help her. So that's what we'll try and do today. She's got a wide draw. She'll just go back and have the last shot at them.
Okay. Holy Delusion's not running. So over to race six, the first year runners there is Rugged Cross. Another one that's sort of like a little bit hard to catch, but certainly does like the give in the ground.
Yeah, he got close to the front last start and didn't finish off. And I think he's a bit soft over 1,500. Or a mile on wet track, so that's why we've brought him back. Throwing some blinkers on, I don't think he's had them on before. We actually used to over race early days, but he's certainly not doing that now. So it's a pretty open race, and he's one of the chances.
Yeah, Diametric first up. Like if he was first up, fresh on a dry track at a mile, you'd be sort of licking your lips. But I see he's only 1,350 here with one trial, and his form does look, far superior on dry tracks.
Yeah, it does. And we've had this race in mind all the way since the end of last prep. I don't think he stays. If he does stay, well, he's not going to win many more races. So we've brought him back in trips, and we'll concentrate on these types of races this preparation. But as you said, he'll still need to be able to handle the wet track to be able to win them. So bit of a query.
Yeah, and you complete the day with Abel Sedcom's first up here. Hasn't been sort of firing fresh his last few preparations, but the one thing Sedcom does do is he does get through the ground, I guess.
Yeah, he does, but his trials have been fair. It's hard for me to give you a really strong push for him.
Yeah. Mate, I really appreciate your time. I know it's a busy day and you've got a stack of runners today. And
We've got some in the last too. Don't forget them.
Sorry.
Marinostro in particular, very good chance in the last. And I think Hollywood bound there as well. So he's a fit horse that'll like the heavy tracks, but don't forget Marinostro.
No, just saying he's won all three runs. His preparation goes up marginally in grade, but as you said, has been attacking the line quite nicely.
very well.
Yeah. Really appreciate your time, Chris. Sorry for skipping last race. Cheers.
Chris, we might just mention, you've got Rowena Smythe there with you from New Zealand over for a week, 10 days, and she's available for rides as well.
Yeah, lovely girl. She's on a couple of chances there today. In particular, Dan's the man. I think claims 1.5 at the provincials and 3 in town.
Yeah, she can ride Wednesday in town, so they can ring the office.